This goes to Dr. Marsh, M-A-R-S-H, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Brenda Forquer, F-O-R-Q-U-E-R, date of birth 10-22-1961. Dear Dr. Marsh, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Forquer with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and anemia of chronic disease. Her last visit was June 25th of this year. Her weight is stable, and she's feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Medications. She's on Synthroid, 75 microgram daily, Norvasc, 10 milligram daily, and Pepcid, 40 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 188 pounds, pulse 75, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 116 over 70. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no masses, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11-4-2024. Creatinine 2.31. Estimated GFR is 23, and that is a stable level. Albumin 4.0, calcium 9.4, phosphorus 4.2. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 12.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 4, chronic kidney disease without any uremic symptoms. She does have an AV fistula in the left arm. No Stieling syndrome, and blood pressure is only on the right arm. We will continue monthly labs. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, anemia of chronic disease with a hemoglobin of... Actually, no, oh, wait a minute. No anemia currently. Hemoglobin is 12.2. The EPO treatment is given once the hemoglobin is less than 10. Also, iron might be required at that time, too. We would check that if necessary. But now she's not anemic, so that has improved. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.